get nuts! Come on! Let's get nuts.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio, hanging out with Brian Dacus all day long. Got Zach Boyd in the house. Can't wait till Thursday. We got some mad, crazy games. Sweet 16 is set. Matchups are awesome. Grizzlies playing the Lakers tomorrow night. BC might be back. The portal's open. Doesn't really interest me at all, to be honest with you. But Zach Boyd.
Why? Penny's got to rebuild the team.
Yeah. Right now, though, you know, like, I'm not in it, man. Just
got
to
wait
until
we're
the tournament.
Like in the middle of July. And then
I can start freaking out again. Right. Start freaking out then. Do the work. And then I'll judge the product that you put out there. But Zach, man, first and foremost, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it more than anything. I got to know, first round of the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Over and done. Second round over and done. We're now at the Sweet 16. You got any teams left?
I got a handful of teams. First round, the first second round, it was actually really good to me. Like I got I picked up 34 wins.
Damn, not bad.
So from what I heard, I'm not too far behind from you, sir.
Oh, I'm at the bottom. I'm terrible. Yeah. But you know what? I might not be able to pick a bracket,
It's the other Johnny.
Oh, yeah. No. I won last year, but that's Johnny Blessed.
Oh, that's him at the top.
That's right.
Uh-huh. First
that's the
ever.
Oh, that okay, yeah. I keep confusing.
Man, I know. There's too many damn Johnnies out there.
Yeah.
Not my fault.
Okay. Well, that's cool. But either way, I'm not too far behind. I had a good weekend with that. I mean, outside of Baylor, I think for the most part, I have gotten all my picks except for Dayton, Baylor, and Auburn.
Not bad. Yeah, Auburn, everybody got killed on Auburn. That was absolutely terrible, losing to Yale the way they did, and then San Diego State beating the brakes off of them. Oh, the tournament is that I don't know if you can tell, I'm a little bit fired up. 6 o'clock on Thursday, I'll be ready to rock and roll. Now I got to get to the Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
Grizzlies play a little basketball. They do a little this, a little that. They're possibly going to have Brandon Clark coming back. That's all the news right now. What are you hearing about BC and his health?
That he is getting close. I would say that. He is getting close.
Do you expect him to see him tomorrow night?
I would love to see him tomorrow night because if my schedule is correct in front of me, like I think this is the last home game of the month of March, and then they'll be back on the road here for at least another 5 days, I want to say.
And then by the time they get back in April, like the 5th, I believe, they're going to shut it down.
Yeah. Oh, God, I hope not. So, yeah, their next home game after Wednesday is April the 5th. So it's about a little bit about a week until their next home game. So if anything, I would expect Brandon Clark to play. But if he doesn't play, then it's like, okay, well, cool. Well, it looks like he's going to make his season debut on the road. So, because you got the Pistons, the Bucks, and then you back home. The Magic, the Pistons, and the Bucks, and then you back home against the Pistons again. So, at some point, you're going to see BC.
You should be able to get some wins against the Pistons.
Ideally, but the question is, but
they are playing at home though.
That's the thing. Like with team tanking in full effect because the Grizzlies they're not tanking. So, but team tank is in question. Like, do you want them to lose against the Pistons? Because I don't want them to lose against the Pistons personally.
Because it's just embarrassing.
No, it's just I do not subscribe to the idea of. Let's tank so that we get a better draft pick, and then we'll get the best player available. I want the guys to experience wins. I want them to actually have like good games that correlates to winning, and then we'll worry about the draft pick whenever it gets there.
Yeah, because we don't have them balls gonna bounce.
We don't at all. It could bounce one way. It could bounce the other way. We just don't. They could split the middle. I don't know.
You know, when they come back for the Pistons right now, we'll actually get to see Wiseman actually play in the FedEx Forum, won't we?
Yeah. What, since, what, 2019?
Right.
Gosh, that's a
long time. Man, right when COVID was about to all get us.
James Wiseman started COVID.
Relax.
Wiseman was the dude in the Wuhan lab.
That's right.
Relax, sir. But, yeah, like, so, you know, I'm like, if BC does make it to the floor on Wednesday, great. If he doesn't, okay, cool. He should be on his way. He should be on his way back, so.
How do we, I mean, like, in all joking aside, I mean, Wiseman will be back. Jalen Duren, are you going to see the Pistons to see your former Tigers, or are you going to watch the Grizzlies? And by the way, Jalen Duren's a...
No, Jalen... He's a... Yeah.
He didn't play off.
He's been beasting.
He's got a back issue or something. Yeah. Just a little back spasm. Mm-hmm. Not like a back issue. Big difference in having spasms and actually a back issue. But my man has been... he's been a damn full-grown man.
Yeah, no, he's been tearing it up, like, as of late.
Double-double machine is what he is. I mean, he might only have, like, 12 or 13 points.
But he grabbed, like, 20
points. But he's grabbing 12 or 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 rebounds a night.
Yeah. Yeah, so you, I mean, as expected, because you knew the guy was going to be a pro the moment he stepped, you know, stepped.
I mean, he looks like a pro, but you know, I've seen a lot of dudes who look like pros but play like Joes. he looks like a pro, and he plays like an old school basketball player down there banging, grabbing boards. They don't even run anything for him, and he's just like feasting at the rim.
Yeah, so you. You're assuming that he's going to be a part of the court with Cade, and then you got to figure out which one of the twins is it? Asar?
I think Amon is with Detroit. Nope, I was wrong. You're right. It is Asar.
Yeah,
I always get him confused.
Yeah. That's why I had to make sure. So you got to figure out what Asar is going to be. You got to figure out what Jaden. Under Money Kiffin, doesn't look like Jaden Ivey as much, but he has been playing well as of recently.
His shooting performance, like the one game I saw, I think they were playing the Knicks, was terrible.
Yeah, no, it's very up and down.
Like when he came out of Purdue, I thought the kid was going to ball. He's had a very disappointing season, I think.
No defined role for a young player. He just, you know, that's just the way it is. You just roll the ball out and just go play basketball. And because his position is the same as Cade's, it's the same as Asar's, is like, well, where does he fit in? So that's where it gets kind of tricky for Detroit. So hopefully he can carve out a path, carve out a role if he stays with Detroit. I'm hoping for him.
Do you think that it's Monty Williams' fault, the highest paid coach right now in the NBA, isn't he?
Yes.
Or do you think it's the general manager's fault?
No, the general manager right now for the Detroit Pistons, for the Pistons, it's all about asset accumulation, whether it's by players or by picks. It's to get as many assets as possible so you can build around this core. Now, in addition to that, you want you a coach that can fit along with that. Give your team time. Like there have been anomalies. And the Grizzlies were one of those anomalies where it really didn't take them that long to get everything up and running. But in some cases, like Oklahoma City, it took you like 2, 3, 4, 5 different drafts to accumulate all your talent.
Man, and they got a lot of it.
And now they got a lot of it, like a lot of good ones that they've picked. So for this team, for the Pistons, yeah, it's really on the head coach. Because you have to instill some type of culture, some type of role, some type of discipline with these young guys. Which I know Monty can do. He can do because he's done it with the veterans. But now it's like it's time to do it with young guys. And now you kind of just see this back and forth. And you know a lot of people are saying like, well, if you bring in some of his guys that he want, this might be a different team. But the thing is, like the Pistons are still like at least 2 years away from being like serious contenders.
And then I don't know. Yeah, like maybe 2 years away from even being a contender for the play-in.
It's just a play-in playoffs type of thing.
They're terrible. I mean, they have the worst record. They're just awful.
Yeah.
But now back to something that's really good. That would be the Nuggets. Right now they've won 4 straight. We saw the Grizzlies play them last night. Jokic does his thing. Everybody talked about Oklahoma City this year and the Timberwolves and Ant-Man and what he's doing. And hell, New Orleans, Zion is skinnier and playing out of his damn mind. Like, yeah. Honestly, New Orleans is playing awesome right now. They're kind of scary. They're, like, when he's playing like that, they kind of scare me. But is there anybody really that in the West can contend with this Nuggets team? Because this man, they just – I don't know, man. They just better than everybody.
In my mind, no. But if I have to say, like, okay, like, if I had to pick a couple teams, okay, maybe the Timberwolves can probably give them a run for their money. Maybe.
Did the Timberwolves get one game last year?
Against
the Nuggets, didn't they play each other? Yeah.
Yeah.
They got one.
And that was the same year with Rudy, if I'm not mistaken. So, I don't know. Like I told you, like, a few weeks ago, like, I like the Timberwolves. Timberwolves are a fun team. Fun team. Ant has shown out this year. My only question is, and we'll see how this team starts to look towards the playoffs here in the next week or week and a half or so. What are you going to do with Rudy Gobert? And whenever Cat gets back, what are you going to do with both of those dudes? Now, I think Cat is probably going to miss the first two or three rounds. And then they say he could be available back for, what, the Western Conference? The Western Conference Finals or something like that? So, you know, you just, you know, to me, it's like, okay, what's the deal with Rudy? Can you keep him on the floor? Can he be playable on the floor? Do you have another lineup that you can go to that can be effective? Because if there's one thing I do know about the Nuggets, and last night kind of shows it, even though the Grizzlies have been shorthanded all year.
Yeah, who was the leading scorer? Was it Lamar Stevens?
Gosh, I don't even know who was leading.
I'm just saying, like, you, I mean, like, when that, I think he, or I know he had his, like, yeah. I think a career night.
But with the Nuggets, it doesn't matter who is in the game. The offense runs the same. Everybody knows the offense. Everybody moves the ball well. Even guys like Peyton Watson, Julian Strother. I mean, Christian Brown was a part of the rotation when they won the championship. So, you know, but you still got young dudes that can operate the offense the same, and you can sit a Aaron Gordon, you can sit a Jamal Murray, and you still can get the same and similar output. You know, not ideally, but just still similar output in a sense.
And like, let's be real also, Michael Porter Jr. doesn't get enough credit. Like, when the man's healthy, he can knock down a three.
Yeah, he can
with
ball.
The best of anyone.
He can, like, ball.
He is balling. And then Aaron Gordon, I think, is the most underrated talent in the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
You gotta have dudes, especially in the West, you gotta have dudes that can, that has versatility. You gotta have you a big that is not a liability on the floor. You gotta have You got to have versatility in your forwards, in your wings, like your 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", wings. Because if you got plenty of those dudes with a couple centers that you can play and they don't kill you on the floor, then, like, you can create a lot of problems. And even though OKC kind of have a lot of young guys that kind of fit that mold, it's like, it's very rare for a young team, especially a first time team outside of Shea, Gordon Hayward, and Mike Muscala. It's very rare for a team with most of its core that have not experienced the playoffs for the first time, for them to make a deep tournament, make an NBA Finals run. So ideally, in my mind, I would love for them to make a deep run, but realistically, they're not going to make one, in my mind.
I feel you there. Now, back to the Grizzlies for a minute. What do you think about a little Scottie Pippen Jr.?
He has been solid. In my mind, he has made a name for him to put himself in the main 15 guys without the two-way. So you basically take him out the two-way, you put him in with the big league full-time.
All right. Speaking of Scottie Pippen Jr., which kid did it better. Michael Jordan's son, Marcus, because he's dating Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
No, he...
Or Scottie Pippen's son, who's playing with the Grizzlies.
So...
Which son has had more success?
Well, Marcus just...
It's old MJ Pippen debate, baby.
Marcus and Larsa, they just broken up, like, not too long ago.
Bro, I thought they just got back together.
Did they get back together?
I'm pretty sure.
Because last time I checked, they were saying that they deleted each other's... she deleted pictures off her Instagram of him, so...
Because Marcus was saying to quit being so revealing. Like, he was, like, trying to tell her to cover up. And, you know, she likes to put her assets out on Wall Street. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what you signed up for.
That's what I'm saying, man.
You know what you signed up for.
Okay, here he is.
You know.
They're not a couple. They're just taking a little time away.
They're not together.
They're reevaluating their situation.
That's code for they're not together.
Dude, this is terrible because now Marcus Jordan has nothing to stand on.
Gosh. Not even a job?
I mean, I don't think he works in real life. I mean, right? I mean, he's Michael Jordan's son. I think that would be almost ridiculous. Like, could you imagine going to work when your dad's Michael Jordan?
But why would you want to live off... Well, never mind. I was going to say, why would you want to live off your dad's money? But it's like, who doesn't want to live off...
I'm putting my hand in the air.
Who doesn't want to live off a billion-dollar brand like Jordan? So,
I mean, Scottie Pippen... Really good basketball player, wasn't kind of MJ, but hey, man, Scottie Pippen Jr. is kind of doing it.
Yeah, no, I think if...
But yeah, Marcus Jordan did it.
Yeah, but if I had to... But Marcus had time, though. Marcus is like a full decade older than Scottie. So I need... So give me like a few more years with Scottie. Then you can revisit this question. Because it's kind of unfair, because Marcus kind of got a head start on this.
Yeah, I also feel like how weird it would be to be in the same room, like Marcus and Scottie Pippen Jr., probably, like, you know, ran into each other's kids, like, yo, what's up, man? Yeah, what's up? Yeah, I don't like you either. Yeah, I like my dad.
You know, they have there's another Pippen that is...
No Tippin Pippen Jr.?
Well, his name's not Scottie, but he's a senior in high school, and Justin Pippen, he's a four-star combo guard.
Mm. Four-star?
This is another Scottie's kid?
Oh, yeah.
You know
maybe,
what's crazy? Michael's kids, they one of them played basketball.
That was Marcus.
Marcus, and he was trash. But
yeah, he played
for UCF.
Yeah, like the... Yeah,
and he almost, like, got UCF in a major lawsuit because he would only wear Jordans. And at the time, I think UCF was, like, an Adidas school or something like that. And they were like, dude, you got to wear Adidas. And he was like, nope, can't. I'm Michael Jordan's son. And they were like... and Adidas was like, I don't like that. But maybe, like you were saying, if the Grizzlies put Scottie Pippen Jr. on a contract, maybe old Justin will be like, maybe I want to be a Tiger and live in the same city as my big bro.
Damn, that's actually like really good thinking
by you,
Mr. Dacus.
Thank you.
Maybe.
Well, but no, man,
they can live together.
That's a great idea. What are we talking about? We need to get Scottie Pippen
but
on
the
and
real
we need to
question
tell
is, But the real question is, Bryant... Is does he have the care factor to play for the city's team?
That's a great point because I mean everyone's saying Penny's got to go out and reevaluate how he does things because people, I mean, nowadays they only care about the name on the back of the chest, not on the front.
Yeah, and his name on the back is pretty big.
Pretty big. I mean,
it's pretty big.
Pretty big name when it comes to basketball.
Yeah. So, but it would be nice though.
It'd be cool.
It'd be a fun story.
I don't think he's committed anywhere else.
Yeah, but I don't think the fans are interested in fun stories this upcoming season. So.
Oh, wow. Guess where he played high school ball at?
Sierra Canyon?
Oh, and guess who else
Did
played
really?
High school ball at Sierra Canyon?
LeBron James.
Well, okay.
And the loser on our team.
Well, it's a little harsh, John.
I can't even remember his name. I can see his face.
Ashton Hardaway.
I was talking about Grizzlies.
Yes.
Oh,
Zaire played at Sierra Canyon.
See, that was where
but
I was
Zaire might have been. He, this,
he might have
Zaire
Zaire
played
been a
with
little,
Bronny.
They might have been a little
Zaire
different.
Played
doesn't
with
matter.
Bronny.
You said Sierra Canyon. I was just
well, I was
Sierra
more going.
People.
Ashton Hardaway played at Sierra Canyon.
Well, maybe so. You know what? Sierra Canyon's not putting out quite athletes we thought they were.
Yeah. Well, now I got to reevaluate.
Zaire, I'm going to reevaluate.
Wow, looks like Justin's going to he's got a couple crystal balls to Georgia Tech, so maybe he's going to
Stoudemire.
Gotta go see Stoudemire.
Gotta see Stoudemire.
I wouldn't mind that.
Gotta go see Stoudy, man.
Yeah.
He's a good one.
Man, he's a good one. I think he's gonna do something at Georgia Tech.
Yeah, he's about to mess around and create a monster down there. Like, I can't wait.
All right, I need to know something because you're young. What happened to Diddy?
What happened to who?
P. Diddy. Is that it?
P. Diddy.
Puff Diddy. I think it's Diddy.
Yeah, it's Diddy. Some call him P. Diddy. Some call him Puff Daddy.
Some call him Sean Combs.
Yeah. Boy, is he in trouble?
Somebody's going to call him Bubba.
Ooh.
Hey, come on over here, Bubba.
I didn't like that.
Dude, I'm going to tell you a little something. My man, like...
He's wilding.
The ex yesterday might have been the... Like, this is terrible because it's very serious. Serious.
Yeah.
Very, very serious. I mean, Homeland Security, they brought tanks, helicopters. Like, it would look like... It looked like something out of Narcos. Have you ever seen that show?
Yeah, I've seen some.
Like, I was like, dude, is this real? Like, I thought, like, man, I was ready for Jack Bauer to jump out.
Do a whole 24
episode. Mark Harmon was going to come out with his NCIS crew, man. It was about to get dirty up in that jump.
You got Horatio Caine and CSI. Got CSI Miami on the case.
I mean, like, they had the Miami house raided, the California house raided, and then they... And also, this is according to TMZ, that like the feds have grounded his private jet in Antigua. Like, homie was about to bounce. And they're like, nah.
Well, yeah, supposedly someone put like a flight chart.
Yeah, and it was, and it looked
he was
like
going to like Miami, and it just kept going and down to the islands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Imagine Horatio Caine being on the scene. He was like, so what we got, Frank? It looks like Puff Daddy left the scene and he got on his plane, but we raided his house and we got all the information. And then Horatio comes in with his shades talking about, he's like, well, Frank, it looks like Puff Daddy will be paying child support.
Oh no.
Yeah!
Oh no.
Jeez. Crazy,
oh man! But yeah, this is crazy. Like the man hopped on a plane before he got all his properties as and his assets taken, and then not to mention like he didn't tell his kids.
Yeah, he left them to go.
He left his kids at the house, man.
I saw like a picture of his kids when they're in the handcuffs. Like there was a couple from the TNT. Yeah. They got. Those look like two dudes who are about to squeal like you wouldn't believe.
They look so confused.
They didn't look confused. They look like, oh, I know what's going on, and I'll tell everything because I've been living in this mansion my whole life since day number one, and I ain't going to the slammer.
Yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm.
That too. But it was just so weird seeing his kid. It's like, bro, you didn't take your kids. You took yourself, but you didn't take your kids.
Uh-uh.
And now your kids are under governmental watch.
Man.
Like, they're watching their every move while you just out there partying in Antigua with all the...
I wish I could think of one Puff Daddy song or, like, a lyric that would go well, but I can't think of one. Give me a Puff Daddy song. Didn't he discover Justin Bieber?
Oh, that's another story.
I was going to say, I know why he discovered Justin Bieber. And I know why Justin Bieber looked so scared at 15 years old when he was like, yo, man, will you quit hanging out with me? Oh, Lordy. P. Diddle. I mean, P. Diddy.
He got it. I mean, he produced a number of songs, man. Yeah. I told DJ Superman not too long ago, like a lot of people's playlists had taken a hit in the last couple of weeks with P. Diddy and these allegations and everything. Now, here's the thing. And I will have to say this because I talked to DJ Superman about this. Technically, he is innocent until proven guilty.
That's right.
By law, he
that is true.
By law, he is technically innocent.
But in the
opinions of public court, Brian.
Yep.
That man is guilty, guilty, guilty.
You're right about that.
So we'll see, man. Hopefully they can wrap this up and shed some more light on this and. Put an end to this because it's pretty wild,
man.
That's a lot of names. That's a lot of names, Johnny.
Yeah, P. Diddy, like him and Jeffrey Epstein, seem like they got a lot in common. Oh well.
Oh.
Looks like you have to change your playlist. I don't have to change my playlist. Well, I don't think I have any.
Well,
Diddy.
Hopefully he doesn't commit suicide. We don't want that to happen.
That'd be bad.
That'd be very
bad. Diddy, if you're listening, You're important. You matter.
No, man. Don't even worry about that. Diddy, do what you got
to
do.
But if Diddy goes to prison, you said that, you know, he'll run the prison.
No, he will not.
You don't think so?
Dude, are you kidding me? You go to the jail. You ain't got no money. You got no clout.
First off, he won't be put in, like, that jail. Diddy. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jeffrey Epstein only, like, hung himself in his, quote, jail, like, yeah, private max plea.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Is there a rich?
No, that means he was murdered.
Who's he?
Is there a rich people jail?
I mean, there's
correctional facilities.
They make it.
For rich people?
Please, yeah. There is not. Y'all are full of crap.
I mean, you think P. Diddy is just going to the same jail you're going to? I mean, please.
No, because I'm not going to jail.
Well.
Because the Department of Homeland Security ain't coming looking in my ass.
But then again, the inmates did give R. Kelly the cell phones. He can sing his kids.
I'm saying. Like even if he goes to a regular prison, you think you're going to go up and be like, yeah, P. Diddy, yeah, come over here. No, it's P. Diddy,
because you don't understand. Obviously, you've never been to jail.
You're right.
They're dudes
you're
in
absolutely
jail.
Absolutely right. 100%. I ain't going to doubt that.
Just want to show that they're bad. And P. Diddy, while you sing about living this life, I'm about this life. And let me show you how I'm about to run that ass, son. Mm. That's exactly what's going
to
happen.
It's time to take a break.
I'm just telling you, bro. Diddy ain't going to be doing nothing. Diddy won't be dealing nothing. Diddy will be Diana.
I know a Diana.
I feel sorry.
I don't think I know
that one. I used her name because I'm sure she's a lovely lady. But he will end up being a she in prison. Can't believe we went here.
I hope that.
But we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Hardenwood. And
thank you, Zach, for another great segment.
We'll have fun on the other side. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
All the wisdom of the universe is in these bones.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Welcome back. We got a little Hardenwood because it feels so good. By the way, I got some text at the Sissy's Log Cabin text and listener line. Life's too short for ordinary jewelry. Bro, he could be in Millington. They got a federal prison in Millington. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. I know they have a military base in Millington, but I didn't know they had a federal prison.
Thanks to our wonderful texters, man. P. Diddy going to Millington. Sent me a leak to the Millington Federal Prison Camp. And he also said, yeah, bro. Like, people about that life, like, you can't be singing about it and then get actually put in prison. Because then they're going to make you understand every single lyric.
I think you made that up.
I just made it up. I did. I just like to, I don't know, I can't help myself. But, you know how, like, you ever seen that commercial, Wanna Get Away?
I have.
Like right now, because I just made
Diddy
up some stuff.
That
Diddy does what he tried. He tried. But if you want to get away, I have the perfect place for you. If you want to get away, do you want to go to the place that has the coldest beer in town? Like 6 pool tables, 2 dart boards, a golden tee, 15 televisions. Oh, yeah, it sounds perfect, doesn't it? Well, all you have to do is go to Getaway Sports Bar, 4632 Winchester Road. It's basically 24/7, 365. They got you covered. Come on in there, meet the crew, hang out, get you some cold beer, get you some bar grub, watch all the games. If you go Thursday, Friday, man, you can watch all the games. Hell, you go Thursday, you can go out there early in the day, start watching a little MLB baseball right up into a little NCAA tournament. Yeah, for all you baseball people out there, don't forget, we don't just have the gambling situation with Shohei Ohtani. My man, I still don't understand anything that's going on in that story. We'll break that down and so much more in just a minute. But again, if you need to get away, go see my buddy Garvin at Getaway Sports Bar, 4632 Winchester Road. Let's go to Hardenwood.
I pulled up the wrong sound. Oh, my gosh.
It's all right, man. It's not like you're perfect.
Just go to your first story. I'll make music in the background.
All right. So You made me forget my first story now. I don't know if you know that's not really good. Oh, yeah, I was talking about Shohei. So Shohei comes out, makes a statement, and here's the question I have y'all at 901-360-8255, the Sissy's Log Cabin and Texan listener line. I'm a little bit worried for Shohei. And I'm not just worried, and I'm not talking about the gambling situation. Because have you ever heard that the cover-up is worse than the crime?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, if he was gambling on baseball, it's terrible. Like, you saw Pete Rose. Did you hear what he said yesterday?
I did not.
No. I wish I had an interpreter. Man, I thought that was a great shot by Pete. But what I'm saying is though, because, one, this is where you have to, I want you to think about this. How would you not notice $4.5 million missing from your bank? One.
Yep.
Two, do you know how hard it is to go and transfer somebody else's money? Like wire transfer. And we're not talking about wire transfer $100, $500. We're not talking about $10,000. We're not talking about $100K. That's a big wire. Mm-hmm. We're talking about millions of dollars. I don't know how you go to the bank and transfer that money if you don't have power of attorney.
Right.
If you're not on the bank.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the proper identification. I just don't know how you do that. So that's what scares me. But it's not what scares me. Like, because I feel like, dude, how could you not know? Now, right. I mean, hey, maybe he is just 100% a victim. He came out yesterday and 100% laid out that he did nothing, that he is a victim of theft, a massive fraud. But the bookie is saying that he was Shohei Ohtani's bookie. Did you know that? Ipe, and I don't even know who this guy is anymore because his resume is full of crap.
That's right.
He didn't work for the Red Sox. He didn't work for this other organization.
He didn't go to the college he claimed he went to.
They said that they'd never heard of the guy before. I mean, so he's obviously a liar. But bro, is like, how do you become such a good liar that you get as an interpreter power of attorney or on a man's bank account? Like, to be honest, I'm engaged to Chas, and this is going to sound crazy. I'm not on her bank account, and she's not on mine. How did the interpreter get on the damn account? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he came out and said no, no. Well, now guess what? There's a federal investigation. And then he also himself said he went and reported to authorities. He didn't say what authorities he reported to. I don't know if he went to the police, talked to the feds, IRS. I don't know who he was talking to. But he said his camp and his team have come out and they're pressing charges, pressing forward with the fact that Shohei is a victim. The other thing that's hard to believe is that he did not know until the moment that the interpreter was explaining to the team after the game in Korea anything about this. That Ipe was 100% lying, that he never tried to help him out of a gambling situation. Like, that guy went on there and was talking to reporters and telling them this whole story. And the thing that's also weird about, do you remember Mike Trout 2 years ago saying, they asked him a question about, is there anything Shohei hasn't mastered? And he chuckles and says, I would say the English language, because he always has his interpreter and won't speak in English to the media, but he's already mastered the English language. And that was 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand, like, if I had the opportunity to, people always had to talk through my interpreter and I didn't have to actually speak to them, I would walk around going, jabba, jabba, blah, 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 making up gibberish and then just looking at the person next to me and be like, you talk to that idiot. I would love that. I only talk to people when I want to. You know how great that would be?
Yeah.
And like that, that's what he's got going on. And again, like P. Rose says, I wish I had an interpreter back then. I can throw all this on. But again, when you look at the interpreter, like, this whole thing is falling apart. But the one thing I can say is, if he is covering up a crime, like, I mean, if he's doing this and he's falsely accusing someone else, it's just going to get worse for him. Now I get it. He's got to know by now, like, baseball and gambling don't mix. You know what I'm saying? They say Hypnotic and Hennessy really don't mix. Well, baseball and gambling do not mix. Period. We'll just keep watching this, John. It's crazy. And you know what else doesn't really mix well?
What's that?
Vince Young and bars down in Houston. Mm. Did you see it?
I did not, no. What happened?
Bro, it was a brawl breaks out at some bar. So the Houston Police Department say that officers went out to the scene of the bar. That the bar owner claims that he got hit with a drink. Somebody threw an elbow. They got in a huge physical altercation. They don't want to press charges, blah, 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 blah. But it was a nasty little fight. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the former Heisman Trophy was either Heisman Trophy runner-up or the winner.
I don't remember. Before my time.
I feel like Reggie Bush won it that year.
Yeah, I think so.
Damn, I can't remember. But anyway, the former Heisman Trophy winner, but I know they won a natty. The former national champ with Texas when they beat USC in terrible Titan got knocked the bleep out. Like, dude comes, like, you can see Vince Young's kind of like chattering, like talking somewhere, and the dude comes out of nowhere and drops a haymaker. He hits the deck. He don't get down. He was down for a few minutes. Man. Vince, be careful, you know? Like I said, like I was telling you about P. Diddy going to prison. Just in a simple bar fight situation. You don't think somebody wants to say, hey, I knocked Vince Young out? You don't think somebody in prison would be saying, hey, I knocked out P. Diddy? Shador Sanders is getting destroyed by social media.
Now this I did see.
Bro, Shador was talking to the media and going, man, I came up from a private school, so at the end of the day, you know, I had to deal with a lot of negativity, a lot of hate, a lot of everything I've dealt with. I came from a small private school, and all those other kids going to those big Power 5 schools and then big 6A Texas high schools and stuff, I don't see those same kids around. I don't see them excelling in their programs or whatever they're doing. I've always been against the odds. I've always been different. I'll always be against the odds in different ways. Bro, you are Deion Sanders' freaking child.
Yep.
You've been afforded every opportunity in the entire freaking world. Coming back and saying that I've always, is it like all the odds have been stacked against me? What the hell are you talking about? You got private coaches, the best money, every single opportunity. And again, you go to private school. Like, you got it. Like, some people have to recognize. I mean, I know Caitlin Clark's taking a beating. But damn, Shador. Like, I love Deion, too. But you know you can't come. Like, dude, did you see the car he was driving last year? Did you see all the bling he was wearing? He had, like, a $100,000 watch on his wrist at the press conference last year people were talking about. You got 100K on your wrist and it's a damn watch when nobody needs a watch anymore because your phone's got a damn watch on it.
Yep.
And you talking about how you beat all the odds? Child, please. That's just hilarious. What's not funny, though, is having boots that suck. Don't you want good ones? Like, could you imagine buying a pair of boots and then in a couple years they're terrible? I was hanging out with my buddy Matt yesterday. We went down to Frontier Western Store, 5080 Goodman Road, down in Olive Branch. He got a brand new pair of boots. But he loves his old boots. Do you know how long he's had his former boots from Frontier Western Store?
How long?
25 years.
Holy cow.
Bro, they last. And if you want the best, you go to Frontier Western. They'll fit them. They'll get them all set up for you perfectly. They got the largest showroom you can ever imagine. And not only do they have Western boots and work boots and dress boots and cowboy boots, they got tennis shoes and Hey Dude shoes. And they got hats and they got jeans and they got a ladies boutique, a children's department. They got it all. And if you can't make it to Olive Branch, you can definitely pull up your phone and go to FrontierWesternStore.com. It's easy to navigate and they ship your order out within 24 hours. Frontier Western Store and FrontierWesternStore.com. Back into Shake Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
We are real sports talk. Sports 56 WHBQ. Available on your radio dial at 560 AM and 98.5 FM, as well as around the world online
at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, stay tuned in to Real Sports Talk. Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
The only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio, talking with Brian Dacus. Big thanks to David Cobb, who joined us earlier at 11:30 to basically 12, talked all things about the Sweet 16, Zach Boyd. We broke down the Grizzlies, did a little Hardenwood where it feels so good. Just had one other thing I got to bring up. Did you see the Rex Chapman dropping some, I guess, truth bombs, we would say?
I did not.
He came out and said that he was making more money in college. They were giving, I was being paid. I had to take a pay cut to go to the NBA. He said the last year I left, I'd already made over $700,000 by time at Kentucky, but one booster offered me to stay another year at Kentucky, and he offered me $700,000. The reason I went to Kentucky is because they were paying better than anybody else. I was recruited by Michael Jordan, but nobody paid like Big Blue Nation. Is it like I don't know how I feel about this. Like, do you, after, like, you got paid a lot of money, why are you, like, years later, you throwing a little bit of shade at the people that were paying you money? I don't know how I feel about this. Like, damn, everybody's getting paid. Shut up.
That's a good point.
Like, come on now. I don't know. I hope everybody has a wonderful Tuesday. Tomorrow, we are going to be breaking down basketball like it's going out of style. Get out there, make this world a better place. See you on the flip side. Peace.